7 after the hour, Friday, the 26th of April. Jennifer Horn joins Ken Kessler and me. Rich McFadden is off today again.
That's all right.
Terrible.
Yeah, everybody takes time off here. Jennifer, you're a stalwart, but you have things that you have to do.
I know.
Kenny and I.
Hey, even some days you've taken off. You've left us in charge of the roost, and then it doesn't go well, and then you come back for a while.
Speaking of things that are not going well, anti-gun activists gathering in Washington to visit the offices of some of these lobbyists who are affiliated with the NRA, and things get kind of angry.
Uh-oh.
60-some-odd supporters from various groups held giant checks from the NRA made out to the key lobbying firms and delivered crime scene photos illustrating the effects of gun violence to these five lobbying firms that are paid millions of dollars by the NRA. It's not just the NRA who's responsible for the proliferation of all of the guns in our country. It's the big money that goes to lobbyists that they hire. So we needed to point that out to the public, said one of the organizers of this campaign. In addition to the campaign, participation in anti-gun marches are going on this weekend, apparently, in New York. The United for Change group, the New Yorkers Against Gun Violence, all these people are part of this protest. Does it do any good? Probably not. Well, it gets people to think about it anyway.
Yeah, sure, you can think about it. I mean, it's still a fact that the majority of the country wants to keep their guns.
Yeah. Oh, well, having your guns is your right. You ought to be able to keep your guns.
Right.
That's not the point of the demonstration. The point is that the NRA, according to these people anyway, have way too much influence because they have all this money.
Because they're lobbying, sure.
I go back to the system, first of all, is way broken because of all of the power of all these lobbyists, all the money in the system. But I go back to the same business about the tax, the protesters who don't like all the money is being wasted. Where are those people? Ought to have, if the NRA, which is basically a narrow focus group, has all this power and clout, why couldn't we get the same thing together to protest the tax system and how the tax dollars are spent?
Because they're well organized, and no one wants to take on the government. Although we should, because I mean, we've talked about on the show in the last few weeks how much corruption and waste there is,
fraud, corruption, and abuse. Yesterday, the George W. Bush Library was dedicated in Dallas. You watch any of the video?
I watched a little bit of it. Yeah,
what'd you think?
It's kind of cute. It's fun.
President Mr. Bush, former president, got teary-eyed as he dedicated the library with his unshakable faith in the future of our country. He called it the honor of a lifetime to have led our country. And then there were protesters there, too, protesting the war in Iraq.
Right, they go all over.
Yeah, right. Well, under the circumstances, though, I think that's something to point out, because that was one of the real problems that Bush had. It was a blemish. Interesting, if you talk to people who've been inside the library about how the people who put the library up look at what happened in Iraq versus what the facts were, kind of the facts versus the fiction, pretty obvious in the library. But it was still nice to see all the U.S. presidents there together. I always like it when they...
And I heard there was a little joking between Clinton and Bush, saying Clinton was a little upset with Bush that he got to be a grandfather before Bill did. So there you go.
Right, yeah.
It was good to hear George Bush's voice again. I know you are not his biggest fan. And I don't know if I necessarily am the biggest fan of everything that he did. Mm-hmm. But I miss hearing his voice. It was
nice
to hear it.
You know, looking at all of them, I don't like any of them. In terms of what they did, I like Bill Clinton. I think George Bush is a likable guy. I think Jimmy Carter is way too, what's the word I'm looking for? But I like him, but he's just way judgmental. And I have not much use for Barack Obama, except I think he's probably an okay guy, too, if you get him out of the way. They're all okay if you get him away from making
from
policy
their office, from their
and
job.
Decisions. Yeah, get him away from the job and they're
you
fine.
You get him to a baseball game, they're great.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Take me out to the ball game. All right, so I'm looking at what's trending now. Jennifer Love Hewitt apparently has the attention of Simon Cowell. What do you think of that?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, she's kind of a hottie, you know.
Well, X Factor judge.
I think she would be a good X Factor judge because she has a singing career as well as being an actress.
I didn't know that.
She's, Oh,
really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Was she a singer first?
No, she was an actress first, and then she released an album. I think she has another album coming out in maybe the next couple of months.
I had no idea.
And it didn't do, I mean, it wasn't very well received, but there was a couple of hits off of the
album. What does her voice sound like? Do we have,
if you find the song, Michael, it's called Bare Naked. That's her
Michael,
most...
find one of her songs. Let's see what's that.
Well-known one. But she's got a nice voice. I mean, it's like you think it would be.
Yeah. All right, let's see here. Other things of interest today. The U.S. government, your friends in government, studying the HIV vaccine that was supposed to prevent infections. Doesn't work.
Oh.
Not working.
How'd they figure that out?
Shocking. Because they've apparently they've used it on 2,500 people across 19 cities, and they found that most of them still have it. Still have the HIV virus. Called the HVTN-505 clinical trial. Started in 2009. Participants were all men who had sex with other men or transgender people. This always gets kind of... When I start talking about stuff, it gives me the creepy crawlies. Am I being...
Because it's a scary disease or because of how you get it?
No, just talking about men having sex with other men.
Oh, that's because you're a man.
No, well,
yes,
that.
Because you're a man.
I have many friends who are gay.
Of course.
And frankly, they have fun. Well, the boys, the couple that I know the best has a great deal of fun with their sexuality, and their neighbors, and I like them a lot.
Of course, it's not making you a bad person. But what I'm telling you is that men, usually heterosexual men, have a hard time thinking about men having relations with other men.
There we go.
Yeah, it's not like you're being weird. That's a man thing.
You know, there are a lot of heterosexual couples that give me the heebie-jeebies, too.
There are.
I didn't hear what you said, Kenny.
There are a lot of heterosexual couples out there that just thinking about them being together gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Oh, yeah. Right. Some of it's just bad. Just bad karma being created. All right, so before we pause here for a moment, the action, we have a Jennifer Love Hewitt song so we can hear what she sounds like. Sounds like a lot of
what you would think, pop, yeah.
Okay, I find her attractive. She is man
attractive, by the way.
What does that mean?
That means that girls think she's really cute, but men think she's hot.
Yeah. Well, I think she is, actually. See? 14 past the hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn. It's Doug at DougSteffen.com, Jennifer at DougSteffen.com, or Ken at DougSteffen.com. Here's a note from Becky.
Hi, Becky.
Who says, I'm not one who normally sends email to talk shows, but I felt I needed to say bravo to Doug, Jennifer, and all. I've worked at many jobs in my life, one of them being a receptionist and traffic person at a local radio station.
Cool.
Often it's been my experience that talk shows lack a certain something that will keep the listener listening. Your show does all that and more. The variety, the pace of the program, the different personalities. You designed your program around the definite talent of the folks who are there and a desire to bring your listening audience something new, intelligent, and interesting on a daily basis. Woohoo! My husband is a logger in Northern California, so we start our day with you. My intent always is to go back to sleep when he leaves, but I find myself regretting the hour when you sign off. So long-winded as this may seem, thank you, one and all, for starting my day.
You know what I love most about Becky?
Right.
She's in my time zone, so now I know that she's up with me when
we
do this show.
Exactly. Yeah, right. Oh, by the way, from the way you present yourself holistically, spiritually, if you're ever in need of a traveling massage therapist for you and the crew on my travels, my privilege. Yes, all right.
Yes, please.
Thank you. We can always use one of those.
I'll be in Northern California next weekend. Call me. I really will be.
All right. There's that. Becky, thank you. 16 past the hour. You'll thank me also for helping you, those of us, and that includes pretty much everybody now, across the board, has understood the value of taking fish oil supplements. Omega-3s are what you want, and if you buy them at the drugstore or you buy them from the big box stores or at the grocery, wherever you get them, you're going to find that they do a pretty good job, but you're going to have some nasty burping after the fact. Now, this is not very delicate, but yet it's true. I've demonstrated several times on the air to the point of Rich clipping the microphone so that my burp wouldn't go on the air. However, I'm just trying. This is showbiz.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to be demonstrative.
And this is also real life. We don't need to hear your burps.
I want to make the point that burping comes from using those nasty omega-3 fish oil supplements that come have a lot of things in them. They come from the big box stores. They have all kinds of additives. Not so with Vitality Fish Oil. Vitality Fish Oil is a natural triglyceride. It's like eating salmon. Easy to digest. 70% better than standard fish oil. So one Vitality fish oil capsule is equal to 5 standard supermarket brand fish oil pills. And no burps. No aftertaste. You'd probably like to try this. I have a way for you to do it free. A free sample of Vitality fish oil can be yours by dialing 888-809-6424. Visit cardiol.net/Doug. The same folks that bring you Cardiol, yes, bring you Vitality Fish Oil. You're not going to have to, you know, sometimes when you order things, you get a free this or a free that. They want your credit card because they want to ship you the auto ship stuff after you've tried the product. That's not the case here. These people only want you to try this sample of Vitality Fish Oil. You'll see for yourself that it's great and it's not expensive. Healthy, all those good things. 888-809-6424 is the phone number. Or go online to Cardiol, cardiol.net/Doug, for your free sample of Vitality Fish Oil.
So with your Shop Your Way e-coupons, and after redeeming your Shop Your Way rewards points on this purchase, your total is $12.32.
Great. Here you go. And would you please send me an e-receipt?
Sure thing. Thanks and have a great day.
Shop Your Way rewards members earn points on all qualifying purchases and get e-coupons, private sales, and so much more. Get your free membership today at ShopYourWay.com. Subject to full program terms, available at ShopYourWay.com.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at Discover.com.
All right, so Jennifer, 6 bald eagles found poisoned in the town of Bird's Neck, Virginia. The Humane Society...
In Bird's Neck? You can't poison a bird in Bird's Neck.
How do you do that?
Oh.
Has intensified the effort to resolve the case, offering a $5,000 reward for information leading to who it is that poisoned these bald eagles in Virginia. That's the news from Virginia. 21 after on Good Day.
Life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I prescribe describe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, I'm Steve Schultz, Vice President of Training here at Youngevity. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, President of the Genesis Communications Network. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'm going to be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to healthybody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Musical interlude, which we have at this point in all of the hours of the Good Day program. If I could get to remember to do it earlier, the last hour too, we had a little music there to break up the monotony of all of this yakety yak. Because we want people to talk back at 888-302-3684. That's your way to talk back to us, unless you want to use Facebook.com or Twitter. Thelma Houston was number one during this week in 1977 with Please Don't Leave Me This Way. Crank it up, Michael! I love the disco era. 25 after. Now to last night's late night programming. Jay Leno, David Letterman, and Jimmy Fallon here with a joke or two.
Well, this is kind of cool. All five living presidents were in Dallas today for the opening of the George W. Bush Presidential Library. President Obama said he was happy to support the opening of the Bush Presidential Library. Well, he should be. After all, George Bush got him elected twice. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Can blame Bush on that one, yeah. Actually, it's the first interactive presidential library. It even features a Dick Cheney water slide. So visitors can feel like what it's like to be interrogated.
What a beautiful day in New York City. It is so sunny today. Reese Witherspoon came out of the police station squinting. That's beautiful day. This is a pretty good story for us over the it's sad for them, but I think they'll work it out. Reese Witherspoon and her husband are driving around out in California, and they get pulled over and cuffed them and took them to prison. And at some point, you know how celebrities will act up. At some point, Reese Witherspoon said to the cop, "Hey, you know who I am?" And the cop said, "Cameron Diaz."
Here's what people are talking about, you guys. Justin Bieber just keeps getting into trouble. In fact, today, police in Sweden found marijuana on his tour bus. Which explains why Bieber was like, "Hey, what's the name of that song where I say baby over and over again?" More celebrity news. Yesterday, People magazine released its annual Most Beautiful list. I didn't make it once again. But it features Jennifer Lawrence, Adele, and Kerry Washington. Or as John Mayer calls it, his to-do list.
There you go. All right, so the David Letterman gaffe there was, they were not arrested in Los Angeles, they were arrested in Atlanta.
Yes.
All right. You know me, I want to be precise.
Factual.
Don't air it unless you've got the facts. That's
right.
My motto.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay, so also Wendy Williams, we from time to time have an audio.
We enjoy Wendy.
Yeah, I like Wendy Williams, frankly. Yesterday on her program, she answered an audience member's question about how to be sure every person this woman dates doesn't have a double life like a past girlfriend hanging around.
actually, I was in a relationship for a couple of months with this guy.
Yeah.
And I found out that he was married and had a family. Yes. But that's because his wife called me. Yes. So now I'm super paranoid about dating, and I feel like every guy that I date might have a double life just like he did.
Oh, no. Well, every guy doesn't have a double life, and for the record, every guy's not gay. Let me ask you, honey bun, how old are you, Melissa?
25.
Okay, you see, this is what happens. When things like this happen at 25, we've all been there, those of us who are older, I don't blame you for being shell-shocked, and I hate to ask you to go out of your way. But this is what the times that we live in have come to. Find out where he lives, and you might want to do a drive-by. Look, I don't mean a nutty, crazy drive-by, and I know you don't have money for a PI, because that's what we older women do. You know, you just get right to the chase. But for 25, get in your car. It's worth going by his house. You don't have to tell him that you were there, because you can tell the difference between a neighborhood that houses family, if there's swing sets in the back and whatnot, and if there's a doorman. There's no real way of telling other than observe him.
Yeah. And then saying, bye-bye, 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. When you're traveling solo, you might opt for a B&B or couch surfing to increase your odds of socializing. But more and more hotels are coming up with ways for people to mix and mingle on the road when they're traveling by themselves. In Arizona, the folks at the Miraval Spa and Resort get that solo guests don't necessarily want to dine alone. So they have a communal table. And you know what? You can sign up for it any night you want. Across the country, Kimpton Hotels offer a wine hour every Friday and Saturday night. It's free, and all the guests are invited. On top of that, look for special events like magicians at the Monaco in Seattle, or tarot card readings in Portland. Or take advantage of classes within your hotel. At the Intercontinental Montreal, you and the other single guests can learn to make absinthe cocktails at the hotel bar. And you know what that means? You'll be at the bar a whole lot longer than you planned, but then again, that was the plan all along. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Okay, everybody, so Jim is going to take us all through the company's plans for marketing, sales, and manufacturing for the next 5 years across every facet of our global business. Then, we'll break for lunch at Buffalo Wild Wings. Jim?
Okay. Growth.
Great presentation, Jim. Thank you. Lunch, everybody.
Lunch at Buffalo Wild Wings. Amazing burgers, deliciously hot wings, and great sports. That's a lunch you can't wait to get to.
Who wants more wings?
Oh, yeah.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
I'm Jim Furyk, 16-time PGA Tour winner. Whether I'm on tour or vacationing with my family, I make sure MedJet is there with me. It's priceless peace of mind. MedJet keeps me in the game.
As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, your membership includes medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. With membership starting at $99, you don't have to be a tour pro to travel like one. Visit MedJetRadio.com to get your membership today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom design cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BLOCKITPOCKET.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Conversation, no secret here. We're on to the important stories of the day here on Good Day. A little news nugget here and a news nugget there, a nugget there, a nugget everywhere, a nugget. The Bush family in the focus yesterday and today because of the opening of the library in Dallas, but also there appears to be a split between Mama Bush and Daddy Bush, because the consideration being given to former Florida governor and Bush son Jeb running for the White House in 2016, the former president, George the Daddy, told Diane Sawyer that he'd like to see his... Oh, no, this is H... Which one is which? Is it H.W. is the...
H.W. is Daddy, and W is the most recent Bush. Yeah, it's 43, I think. Isn't that his number?
Anyway, George the brother said that he would like to see his brother throw the hat into the ring.
Yeah, what
He'd
else
be
is
a
he
marvelous
say?
Candidate.
He'd be terrible.
Right, exactly.
Can't say that.
He doesn't need my counsel because he knows what it is to run. Mm-hmm. However, former First Lady and Mama Bush, Barbara, the mother says, nope, I think it's a great country. There are a lot of great families, and it's not just for our family. Bush was on the NBC Today show. There are other people out there that are qualified. And we've had enough of the Bushes.
So Mama doesn't want Jeb to run. Well, see, I think that even if Jeb runs, I think the country's had one too many Bushes. So,
yeah.
And I think
it's too bad because he would have been a better, he's smarter than George.
Well,
he would have been a better president.
I just think, you know, you can't have these dynasties. I think that is what Hillary Clinton will run into, too, because you've got, you know, these repeat presidents, and someone who's running against her can say, let's hit him where we want to say somebody fresh and new. You know, I mean, that's one of the points that you could as a competitor.
That
is
a lot of good into. Hope and change. That was good, right?
I love hope and change.
We got all of that.
Yes. And now all I have left is change.
Right, yeah. Right. That's a good line, Jennifer.
Bummer, man.
Yeah. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler's monitoring what's going on in social media. So I'm sure we'll get some comments about the Bushes and who ought to run for president, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I started to say something, I don't know if it's on the air or off the air, about the Republicans being split because of Limbaugh and Levin taking shots at Marco Rubio. Rubio, and some of the people that are in the Republican Party think that instead of being a help, they're being a hindrance. I don't know, those of you who are tied to polarizing political talk radio on either side, I wonder what you think about that. It may be a rhetorical question, but it is something that some people are talking about. 888-302-3684. I have another exercise that I would like to lay on you.
I'm tired right now from the last one.
What, last exercise?
Oh, yeah, that was 100 years ago. Okay, go ahead.
I would like you to fill in the blank.
Okay.
Everybody ready?
Ready.
Put your mouth in. Your brain's got to be in gear for you. Put your mouth in motion. But think this through. We have a swell prize for the best fill-in-the-blank. Wouldn't it be great if fill-in-the-blank?
Twinkies came back.
All right. There you go.
No, I don't even like
Twinkies. Are coming back.
Right. Wouldn't it be great if? Okay.
Wouldn't it be great if 888-302-3684, just a few, three or four or five people who have a thought about what would be great. Wouldn't it? This is just one of those brain exercises, and I want the first thing that comes to your mind. Wouldn't it be great if?
My cat went to work and I stayed home and slept all day.
All right, there you go. Wouldn't it be great if? Kenny?
I won the lottery.
Yep. Oh. Wouldn't it be great, Michael, if
I could clear out the space in my DVR?
Yeah. That would be great.
Okay.
Dream big. Dream big.
That's good. Wouldn't it be great if you fill in the blank for a swell prize, 888-302.
If I had a personal assistant that would just latch onto my shoulders and give me a massage all day.
Wouldn't it be great if we had a massage therapist?
Latched right on your shoulder all day long.
888-302-3684. Wouldn't it be great if you fill in the blank. Speaking of that, I'm just looking at some of the comments here. America has had more Bush destruction than we ever need. The Bush family traitors to America. Well, there's somebody that's high. Somebody from Hawaii listening over there. Mickey says, and we've had enough of the Clintons, too. John Smith says, go ahead, Jeb. Hand the presidency to Hillary. John says,
I don't honestly think Jeb would get past the primaries, do you?
Hat in the ring. No, I think there is not a strong support of the Bush family.
I think Rand Paul's the guy now. Yeah. I really do feel like that's where it's going.
Yeah, could be. All right, 888-302-3684. Wouldn't it be great if, Kenny, you want to pop in? That might be a good thing to put on Facebook and Twitter. We do everything sort of, as you can tell, we're very organized here. Have plans for everything. Wouldn't it be great if, what do you want to put that on the, Is that too much of a waste? If it's not serious enough? Do we have to have serious things on Facebook and Twitter?
No, I think it's great.
No, I just told everybody on Facebook about Twinkies coming back.
All right, there you go. Natalie's in Jackson, Tennessee. Wouldn't it be great if... Where'd Natalie go?
Here I am.
Oh, there you go.
Wouldn't it be great if we could hear Natalie? Oh, there she is.
It would be great if people would clean up their own business before they tried to mind other people's business.
Why do you say that?
That's a great one.
Because people like to stick their nose in other people's stuff.
Right, tell us your story. Come on. There's a story with that.
There's some dirt. Come on now.
What's the story?
You can say it happened to your friend.
No, no. Yeah, right. Refer to him as your friend. Come on. What's the story?
No, I don't want to go into it that deep.
All right. Okay, Natalie. Thank you. Thomas is in Georgia. Wouldn't it be great if...
I think it would be great if for 24 hours everyone could read everyone else's mind and then go back to normal. That'd be great.
Do you really want to know what people are really thinking?
Sure. The lawyers would make a killing. Yeah, it'd be great.
All right, what are you thinking right now, Thomas?
Thomas must be hot. He wants.
I wish this truck would get out of my way. That's what I'm thinking right now.
Get that truck out of the way. Is it an 18-wheeler?
Yeah, it's absolutely an 18-wheeler, and he's got the ball part, the baseball cap on, typical truck driver, yep.
Really? And yeah, so yeah. What are you driving?
I'm driving a Buick.
Really?
All right, so here's what we want you to do. Go around him, Thomas, safely, of course, and give him the old sign and see if you can get him to blow his horn.
No, I don't think I'm going to do that because I'm on a very sharp curve, and that would be the end of this conversation.
Oh, then we don't want you to do that. No, no. Safety first, sir.
Back to driving. All right, Thomas, thank you very much. 888-302-3684. Wouldn't it be great if... And you can fill in the blank. There are a couple of good examples of people thinking it through. Wouldn't it be great? 888-302-3684. Wouldn't it be great if your hair looked as good now as it did when you were younger. Aha! Have I got a fix for you? It's a product called Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A. Some people pronounce it Provia. Provia, Provia. It's a great hair product. Here's what somebody said who'd been on it for a couple of months. This is great. My hair is not falling out anymore. I bought it the first time I heard about it, and now everybody notices my hair. It rocks.
Rocks.
It rocks. You got rocky hair. It's new. This Provia product strengthens hair follicles, gives you stronger, fuller, more vibrant hair without the nasty side effects of any pharmaceuticals. No chemicals, none of that stuff. It's all natural. And those are the products that I solicit people who want to sell this sort of thing. I'm happy to have these products on the air because I can get behind them and mean it, because this is the way I want to take care of my body, and I hope you'll take care of yours. The things that you use on your hair plug up the follicles, and they keep the hair from growing, and stuff falls out naturally, but new hair would fall in if the follicles would grow in if the follicles were clean. So that's what this stuff does. Also makes your hair thicker and stronger and fuller. So more vibrant hair and more of it. No pharmaceuticals, all natural. Both men and women are loving Provia, and you can get it now by dialing 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319 to order Provia right from the manufacturer. Your look will be worth the wait. Work on it. 3-month guarantee, money back if it doesn't work. You have nothing to lose and a lot of hair to gain. Try Provia risk-free and mention Doug Steffen. They'll give you an extra month's supply with your order. 800-525-8319. Provia for a beautiful head of hair. 800-525-8319. Let me take a couple more of these callers. Wouldn't it be great if... How about, let's see, we'll try Lori, who's down in Punta Gorda. Hi, Lori. How are you? Welcome to Good Day.
How are you?
Well, thank you. Wouldn't it be great if...
The Chicago Cubs would finally do better and be able to get into the series.
I'm with you.
Really?
Gotta get those Cubbies better, yes.
You must be a fan of Marty Green's. That's his mantra. He's been saying that for years and years and years. A great broadcaster up at WAYY in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, where we are heard at this very moment. All right, Lori. By the way...
Still early, Lori. Maybe they can turn it up.
Are you from Chicago, Lori? Is that it?
Yes, I'm originally from a suburb of Chicago.
Yeah, which
I've been a Chicago Cubs fan all my life.
Which suburb are you? Naperville? Where are you from?
We're from Westchester.
Westchester, okay.
My family's in Fox River Grove.
Yeah, I'm right around the corner.
Oh, okay.
All right. We obviously have... Okay. We're on our way to work, right? You and your husband, Laurie, on your way to work? What are you doing?
We're on our way to the hospital.
Uh-oh, what's the matter?
My husband's got to go there for a procedure.
Really? Anything we can talk about?
No.
We know what it is then.
Right. Oh, no, we don't. Good luck to him.
Yeah, good luck to him. We'll be thinking about him. Thanks, Lori. Here's Joe.
We know what it is then.
Oh, you know what it is. Come on. Yes,
no,
you know.
No.
He's getting a procedure. What is it? Joe, Vero Beach. Hi.
Hi, Doug.
Hi, Doug.
Hi.
She's Jennifer.
This is Joe Matarano.
Hey, Joe, how are you? I had a nice... Have you talked to Jim Davis lately?
No, but I haven't been able to, but I heard about your bad experience on I-95 near Vero.
And Jim saved me. He saved the day.
I know. I heard all about it.
It was good. All right, so what? Wouldn't it be great if... Fill in the sentence.
If I got my vision back.
I think that would be wonderful. We will hold that
good
thought for you.
Thoughts for you.
God
on
love
one.
You. Thanks for the call. You're a good supporter and a loyal fan. Been listening to this program for years and years and years. 16 before the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center. Wheatgrass smoothie? Kombucha colonic?
No.
Your meditation room is this way. Namaste.
Namaste. Okay.
Adding a health spa would make tire shopping healthy, but it wouldn't make it better. Better at Sears Auto Center, with extended hours and online scheduling. Plus, members get up to $130 in savings and deals after mail-in rebate on top brands like Goodyear, Michelin, and the Mighty Road Handler. This is convenience. This is Sears Auto Center. Offerings 427. Installation required. See store for details. Members are voice on qualifying purchases. Subject to full program terms available at shopyourway.com.
Ba ba
are black sheep. Have you any wool? No, sir. No, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
On March 25, 2013, socialism died, according to Craig Smith, author of the bestseller The Great Debasement. So what happened? Well, citizens of that tiny Mediterranean island of Cyprus and the world lost trust in their banks. Some will lose 60% or more of their life savings. The European bank raid in Cyprus reveals that social democratic welfare states can never again be trusted. When people lose confidence in their government and banks, they take their money and run, says Craig, in a brand new white paper called Why Cyprus Matters. Could politicians loot your life-saving account, as they did in Cyprus? Truth is, they already have, and could have plans to take it all. Call Swiss America now to get this vital new report, Why Cyprus Matters, at 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646. Discover who really owns that money in your bank account. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646 today.
Dog owners, ever wonder what kind of breeds make up your mutt, or whether your purebred is actually pure? I'm Risa Jill Miller. Until recently, finding the answers was unreliable guesswork based on visual cues, but it's information that's important to properly care for our pets. Now dog owners can get valuable DNA-based insights with Wisdom Panel 2.0, a new do-it-yourself DNA test to help explain a dog's unique appearance, behaviors, and training needs. Once the breed mix is identified, owners can create a customized training, exercise, or nutrition program. Dr. Angela Hughes, Veterinary Genetics Research Manager at Mars Veterinary.
Wisdom Panel 2.0 allows owners to learn so much more about their family pets. With just a simple cheek swab, dog owners can identify the separate breeds in a mixed breed dog, inform the ancestry of a designer dog, or certify a suspected purebred dog.
For more on canine DNA testing, visit wisdompanel.com.
888-302-3684. Wouldn't it be great if you fill in the blanks? Meanwhile, one of the great things about this program are there varying ways you can communicate or connect with us, including at DougStephan.com, our video of the day. And yesterday we had a very cool one up there, Jennifer. What giraffes are up to when no one is looking. As we know, video is everywhere. The cameras are on. So some interesting, fun things are captured in our video of the day from yesterday. We keep these things up. They stay up there forever, Kenny, don't they? Just kind of move down. We have the new one every day, and then
The last three or four of them are on the front page, and then you can see where it says more video, and you'll go to pages and pages and pages of them.
And the video of the day today is the television video. We'll play this actually later on. Jimmy Kimmel had Harrison Ford on. I think it was last Friday, wasn't it? Or was it earlier this week? It was
within the last week, at least,
yeah,
anyway.
Right. It was supposedly Harrison Ford was in, because he's in Jackie Robinson movie 42,
right. Mm-hmm.
To plug it, but
mm-hmm.
They actually wanted, Kimmel faked it sort of like he wanted to talk about Star Wars, and Harrison Ford said he wasn't going to, and then all of a sudden in the audience, a bunch of Star Wars characters.
No choice but to talk now,
Actually, it's quite funny. It's quite funny. You want to have a chuckle, check out our video of the day. Meanwhile, nothing to laugh about in Bangladesh, where the building that collapsed mm-hmm. has killed, what, 300 people?
Yep, 300 people now. And the sad thing about this is it could have been prevented. They were told to close this building down before, and they ignored those warnings, and just terrible.
But see, what happens in countries like, they don't pay much attention to government. They really don't. And so, you know, everybody kind of goes off on his or her own, and so you get these sorts of things going on. I don't know. It's depressing, actually, when you see it, because, as you suggested, why? It just seems like kind of a... Well, it depends on your, I guess, spiritual philosophy of life. There are those who would say, especially in that region of the world, well, they were all there at the same time for a reason. And that may sound like something that's nonsense to many of you, but there are others who would believe that there are no accidents and things happen like this for a reason. It just is not easily explainable, right? And there are a lot of things that go on that are not explainable. You got to You know, but there are things that we just can't wrap ourselves around. Does it have to do with the fact that our brains are not all functioning as well as they ought to, perhaps? Christina is in Indiana. Wouldn't it be great if...
Wouldn't it be great if people turned to God and loved their neighbors?
That's a nice one.
Yeah, you can love your neighbor and don't even turn to God. It's nice if you turn to God. God's great. Turn to God, love your neighbors, turn to God, love your family, turn to God, just love. That would be great. Thank you. That's super. 51 after the hour.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Doug@DougStephan.com, Jennifer@DougStephan.com, Ken@DougStephan.com. That's from 10 years after, just a little music guitar riff. We call these rejoins. I remember I haven't heard this thing for ages. Isn't it good to hear that again? 54 past the hour. It is a great song, Kenny. I want to say hi to Molly Daggett, who's listening in Pampa, Texas, P-A-M-P-A, Pampa, Texas. Carrying the program down there. Let's see here. She wanted to know what happened to Phil Paleologus. Good God.
Wow.
Is that
he's still okay, isn't he?
I think he's running a diner in New Bedford.
I haven't heard from him in a while, but yeah.
He's a good guy. Let's see here. She likes cattle futures, horse doctoring, information on the radio, and she feels like she's happy to be stuck with us. So there you go. Credibility from Texas on the Good Day program. Meanwhile, some credibility from the intelligence community. Well, maybe or maybe not. I guess you'll have to make up your mind if you hear this report. Shelley Palmer is off today, but we have a report on the Cyber Intelligence Sharing and Protection Act. You'll be happy to know the government's getting ready to snoop on all of the things that you use in technology. That story coming right up here on Good Day.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
All right, let's get into this conversation via Talkhost John Osterlin here with one of his callers that supports the bill, which would allow the government to share internet information. Actually, government, technologists, that sort of thing, manufacturing companies, everybody will be able to be spied on if this is passed.
Hacking is a big problem. Sophisticated internet hacking from the likes of people in Russia and China, also Eastern Europe. They've been hacking American websites. And the government says we need this bill to prevent that.
It's my right!
I don't know what I'm more upset about. The fact that the Republicans love this bill, this very invasive and intrusive bill, or the fact that this president hates this bill like I do. I don't know what I'm more... No! I don't know what angers me more. The fact that the Republicans love this bill, or the fact that I agree with this president. I kid it. Really? Because President Barry Obama said he would veto this if it passed. It flew through the Republican-controlled House, and it's on the back burner right now in the Senate. And probably it's not going to pass if this president says don't pass it. The Democratic-led Senate won't. I don't like this bill at all. Under the legislation, businesses and the federal government would be able to share technical data without worrying about antitrust or classification laws. The bill would also grant businesses legal immunity if hacked, so long as they acted in good faith to protect their networks. Privacy advocates and civil liberties groups say the bill would open Americans' most private online records to the federal government. The bill doesn't include a requirement that companies scrub data of sensitive information like health or credit records or naked pictures of your loved ones before sharing it with the government. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. And the majority of people calling don't like it, but I got someone here that does like this law. Gordon is in Metairie. Gordon, it says here you like this CISPA bill. Why?
Well, I'm not familiar with the details of the bill, but I cannot imagine the conservative House passing a bill with all of the crazy stuff that you're mentioning that it contains. I just cannot see that happening, knowing the character of the Republicans in the House.
Well, they were the ones that led the way with the Patriot Act after 9/11, Gordon. Tap our phones, remember that?
Our technology is being stolen by the Chinese primarily. They are breaking in the companies, and the government does not have the ability to block them. They need some type of bill. I don't know the details of this bill, but they need some type of government access available to try to block the stealing of our technologies, because voting against this means that your job may end up in China in 10 years.
I don't agree with that, Gordon.
We're looking at the stealing of jobs.
No, Gordon, I disagree.
That's what they're trying to control. The government cannot fund fraud in the food stamp program, in Social Security, in Medicaid, in Medicare.
So how would they stop this? So how would they stop this if this bill passed?
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.